girl. It's easy to love me now. Just turn on the internet. I got a show on CJLO.
That's all I can do.
The Tweet Time Show was originally broadcast in Montreal at CJLO 1690 AM. Check out CJLO.com for details and showtimes.
We'd like to give you our love from CJLO. And if you like us someday or have a broken heart, or if you like to have fun and play in the park, then this is the radio station for you. We'll be right back.
You're on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, CJLO.com for people on the internet. We just heard Citizenship, and the song was Heartbreak Kids and Citizenship are here in the studio to take over Tweet Time today. And I'd like you both to introduce yourselves. We have two out of the three Citizenship members. So who are you?
The two best, I think. I'm Jesse. I play bass and sing.
I'm Florent, and I play drums.
And sing?
No, he's handsome.
No, I don't sing.
No?
No.
Is that something that you'd ever consider doing?
I can sing on my own, like in my shower or when nobody's home, but I wouldn't sing in a band.
Aw. No. That's too bad.
Nobody else will sing in our band. It's lame.
Jesse, can you sing something now?
Nope.
No.
He loves a cappella covers. And
well, I do have a voice of an angel.
Yeah. tell us about the song we just heard.
That song, like you said, was called Heartbreak Kids. It's one of our fuzzier, more epic songs on the record. It's actually a newer one. We originally were going to have the record done, and because a bunch of things fell apart, as they do, we had time to write a few more songs, and we just wanted to write a couple simpler, bigger kind of guys like that, and I really like that song. We're all really happy with that one.
They're unmastered, too, and it sounds really good for a track that is unmastered as of yet.
Yeah, We do all our mixing with a guy named Alec Dippy, and he's from England, and he used to play in a band called the Monochrome Set, and he's here with his wife, and they have a small bedroom apartment studio, and they are pretty awesome, and he's fantastic. He's working with him is incredible. He's a secret weapon, to say the least.
Well, I know that you guys have some songs queued up to play on the show. It's your show. You're going to take over and, you know, talk about what you want to speak about and say what you want to say about yourselves and your music and the music that you chose to play on the show today, which belonged to other people, I guess. So,
yep.
Should I play a song now?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to play a song by a band, perhaps my favorite band going right now, called Future Islands from Baltimore. And this is off their second album. It's called In Evening Air, and the song's called Tin Man. And when I first heard this song, I thought, oh my Lord, we've got to step it up.
Oh dear.
I love these guys.
Can't wait to hear it.
You've got a lot to learn in your life. There's something wrong with you. Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune in to CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3. And start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Are on.
That was Wild Kindness by perhaps my all-time favorite band, the Silver Jews, and that was off their album American Water, which also had Stephen Malcolmus doing the guitar work and singing those lovely background vocals. So yeah, I absolutely love that song.
I know Ian from the Go-Go Radio Magic Show, the show that was right before, he loves Pavement, so let's send that out to him. And we have a shout out for someone else too.
This is a shout out for Scott Delaney. I don't know if you're listening. really wish you were here, man. We miss you.
I'm sure he is in his bed listening to us.
I'll leave it at that.
In stereo on the internet?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or through fuzzy AM radio?
Nope.
Nope.
He's a digital man.
Okay, cool.
He's a man of the future.
CJ Lowe does have an iPhone app, and I see iPhones here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We both have it.
Awesome.
And we use it all the time.
I know they blocked CJ Lowe where I work, so I can't listen to CJ Lowe while I work.
They blocked it?
Yeah. I can't stream the site. I think because we're supposed to be working.
So it's more a general blocking of, it's not specifically targeted.
No, I think it's just the streaming stuff that slows down the network. I'm anti-technology today, too.
Yes, we are. We were talking earlier about, I'm watching this show. I started watching the show yesterday and obsessively called The Black Mirror. And it's by Charlie Broker. And he's a British filmmaker and satirist. And if you get a chance, download them. They're incredible. And they're kind of dystopian, futuristic, satiristic, dark. Awesome stuff.
Is it like Soylent Green?
It's kind of... No. Yes. Actually, a little bit, yes. It's in the near future. It's where we were going. The tagline is, where we'll be in 10 minutes if we're not clumsy. So it's a not too distant future.
That's pretty scary. It's thinking too much about the future.
It's actually pretty terrifying. I was crying watching yesterday.
Really? Why?
Because it's funny and sad and dark. The first episode, the Prime Minister of England, a princess is taken hostage and he is forced to have sex with a pig on TV.
What network is this on?
I know that didn't do it justice. It's on the BBC. I'm not sure what it's on, but it's good.
So, Florent?
Yep.
Do you have something to say?
About the Black Mirror having sex with a pig? No, not really. But I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
For those who can't see us right now, like, I'm cry laughing almost. It's too much.
I'm cry crying for real.
So, Florent, do you have any songs lined up that you would like to hear? Send out to anyone you want?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to play a song by one of my new recent favorite bands, A Place to Bury Strangers, which we had the chance to play with at M for Montreal. So the song is called Worship from the album Worship.
That's the new one.
Yeah, the new one. Yep. And it's there.
Smelting into you. I just didn't understand. The ricochet is the second part.
Hello.
Hello.
Back on CJLO.
So,
with Citizenship.
That was a track from an album called Dark Night of the Soul by Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse. Visuals by David Lynch. It's a very nice box, collector box.
Oh, wow.
With vinyls and...
Why don't you hold it up to the camera for
images?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can actually, I don't know if you'd call it translate, but if you make any sort of visual motions without speaking, I'll be able to translate that into words for people listening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's your profession.
Yes. Right now, they're laughing and looking down.
Shy.
They're shy.
Bashful.
So I noticed... That you have a full length that you're working on, and it has the title Doom Love, and I'm asking you now, why did you put those two words together? if it's too personal, you can make up something.
It's describing things always sound kind of lame, but I guess the majority of the record was written about a year and a half ago, and a lot of people in my life, at least from my perspective, were going through pretty rough times, and I was going through a bit of a rough time as well, and it just seemed like this never-ending kind of catastrophe for about, you know, 12 to 14 months for a lot of people. And since all the songs are written out of there and out of love for all these people, and I just thought Doom Love was just kind of appropriate for people trying really hard and just bad things happen sometimes, and they were all kind of messed up.
This was a year and a half ago? Is that what you...
Roughly. Mm-hmm. It was most of like the, at least lyrically, and of the basis, that's not a real word. The basis of the songs were written then. They've been flushed out and worked on since.
And was this a really good, like, composing the album was a good way to release, I guess, the pain, perhaps?
I don't know. I just think it was... I always find music joyful to play. I like that aspect of it. And the fact that we do darker, or what's, I guess people say it's pretty dark, and I guess it is, I still find it a joyful experience. And I think we approach it with a big sense of humor. So it's cathartic, but it's we don't go in there and with our bad days and just, this is, we go in there and have fun and play. And I guess that comes out more so live than I think in the writing process necessarily.
Yeah. You got to see the visuals for the album. Okay. Not for real, because they're almost done by some friends of JCN Scott's in Toronto. And they're going to look great with the title Doom Love. Great visuals.
Laurent's our MIP.
I'm very like visual.
He's had the AV department in the band.
That's and when can we expect Doom Love to reach our airwaves? I hope CJLO gets an exclusive track to play.
It's 97% done. We're kind of obsessive at this point. It's really, really obsessive, but it's gonna be done soon, or we're gonna hate each other and part ways.
Don't say that.
By the new year, it'll be. I think we're gonna master it in the winter, and then we're trying to find it at home right now. So, but previews there shall be.
Yeah, the three tracks on Bandcamp are like unmastered versions of the album, so it's already like a good preview of the album.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
It's Bandcamp, Citizenship, or... Yeah.
Citizenship.
Bandcamp.
www.myspace.com.
/Facebook. Twitter.
What's the Foursquare? Is that the new one that the kids love?
I'm actually following you guys on Twitter.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
And you didn't follow me back.
Is that true?
It's true.
Well, it's a multi-manned account, so you don't... If someone Scott might have accepted your, or not, you don't accept on Twitter, do you?
No.
I'm bad at Twitter. I was told that. And so I've shied away from it because I was told I'm not very funny and more embarrassing.
Oh, no.
So although I want to, there's so many things I think are funny. I hold back, but we'll follow you.
Okay. My Twitter, I wouldn't exactly say it's funny. But I complain on there a lot. So if you get annoyed at my complaints, all you need to do is just unfollow.
Well, can you still follow someone and then not see what they're tweeting? Is that something we can do technologically wise?
I think that you can set up a list of people that you want to see more of and then just filter it that way. I haven't actually used lists, so I don't know.
Because about 2 months ago, I was looking at our Twitter account and I wanted to have more people following us than following, so I just started erasing people because we didn't have many people following us, so I just gutted, and we never quite recovered from that one.
I'm following inanimate objects and cartoon characters. That's always fun.
What do they say?
they say, watch my show, stuff like that.
What cartoon characters?
Well, have you seen Ugly Americans?
I've seen previews for Ugly Americans.
So they have this zombie character called Randall, and he's hilarious.
Okay. And he has his own Twitter page.
Yes.
It's a crazy world we live in.
It is.
Yeah. I follow more people on Instagram than just because pictures, visuals.
Because he's artistic.
Yeah. Not a lot of text, just images. It's always better.
I'm a jerk.
I love Instagram, actually. I have an Instagram. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, I love it.
Scott does it too. Well, yeah. Scott and Flo are on Instagram a lot, and they're very, very good at it. They're very good at taking pictures, not at Instagram. Just it coincides. It allows for them to be good.
It's very hard to take a good picture on Instagram.
Mm. Well, some people actually will take a photo with a professional camera, and then...
That's cheating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't like that. I think that's awful. Yeah.
You should round them up.
Yeah.
Because everyone starts liking them, and they have this hashtag project every weekend. They give you a different hashtag, and you can take a photo. And so the ones that make their list and are featured always end up being, I mean, I know that that was taken with the 5D. What are you doing? Why?
Yeah. Yep. People will always find a way to ruin it for everybody else.
Scott, talking about that, Scott is a great photographer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And because he couldn't make it, I think we should talk about him quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about Scott.
Scott's a very handsome, 6'5", very, very muscular, hairy man.
Yeah.
But he's a sensitive soul. And
And a great guitar player.
He is a great guitar player. I think he's the reason people... Well, anybody who has liked it so far, it's basically Florent's a very good drummer, and Scott is a really good guitar player and has crazy good sounds, and I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Oh, you got great lyrics,
no,
great vocals. Great
now bass. We sound like the biggest. We're doing a little bit of a circle. It's terrible.
No, but it's true. The reviews from M for Montreal were all about Scott.
Yeah,
guitar performance, and I was a bit upset because I felt like before the summer there was more about myself, like oh, nice drummer.
People would say often how good he was,
and now it's all about Scott, so I'm a bit upset.
I think I have a great idea though. If all the love is going to the guitarist and the drummer, but no one is talking about the vocalist,
the leader,
you know, bass player. I was at that M for Montreal show, so I can write a review and talk about the vocals and the bass.
We were actually thinking, because sometimes we noticed that I said something during the show. I had mentioned that I was going to do an Ian Curtis impression because I couldn't sing because I was so sick. And it popped up everywhere in every review. And we thought, well, if we can write our own reviews while we're playing live, we would just start, instead of doing banter to the crowd, we just start actually getting sound bites. That would look really good in reviews later on.
Yeah.
I'm actually so glad that you mentioned the Ian Curtis, because it spawned not that particular moment spawned this discussion, but just in general, my friends and I were talking about Joy Division, and then Ian Curtis dies, and then I guess little time passes, and then New Order.
Yeah.
So I suspect that had Ian Curtis lived, it would have been the natural progression that they would have end up sounding like New Order. And my friend's like, absolutely not. They would still be like post-punk Joy Division. They would still, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you listen, I mean, Lovell Tear Us Apart, that's on its way to New Order. They were getting into synths, and I mean, I think those guys knew where they were going. I think they would have sounded like New Order, and maybe Ian Curtis would have left or would have become a New Order like poster boy.
Maybe.
Gelled his hair up, started wearing some crazy clothes.
Lights.
We could only hope.
Costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. We should paint Ian Curtis in a costume. Oh, may he rest in peace. I'm sorry out there to our listeners. But yeah, you know, I'm really glad that you mentioned that Love Will Tear Us Apart song, because that's the exact song that I pointed out. So it's really interesting.
Well, it's true. It's yes, I think that's true. I wish we could play it right now.
Yeah. Flo, how about you be devil's advocate and give an argument that it wouldn't have been like New Order had he lived and Joy Division stayed together?
I don't think I'm able to answer that question.
I just put you on the spot. I'm sorry about that. This is CJLO 1690 AM. We're with Flo and Jesse from Citizenship. They're taking off over the show and playing the tracks that they like. So I'm going to play a nice little commercial break. And then
this is for Scott.
And then the commercial break is for Scott.
Yes.
And then the next song will go out to
Jesse. Do you have something?
Nope.
No.
No.
I have something.
Okay.
And this song is gonna be for you.
For me,
Stephanie. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so French. It's incredible.
Beaton, businessman, I'm here to tell you that you should check out Countdown to Armageddon on CJLO 1690 AM. I don't know much about metal music, and I think it kind of sucks, honestly, but I can respect fine radio. And that's what Countdown to Armageddon on Mondays from 8 until 10 p.m. is. So check it out on CJLO 1690 and for free on CJLO.com. Wait, for free? Are you guys serious? Well, that's bad business model to me, but who gives something away for free these days? Hippies, maybe. Well, still, CJLO, 1690 AM, Mondays, 8 until 10. I don't make the decisions around here. C to the number 2 and the letter A.
CJLO, the big sound in the big town. Ooh. 1690 on that AM dial, far to the right on that dial, far to the left in your hearts.
That she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says, when answering the phone, what country shall I say is calling from across the world? It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. Stephanie says that she wants to know.
She wants to know
why it is, though she's the door. She can't be alone.
Stephanie says,
but doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell sea is calling from across the world? But she. It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it good or bad? It's such an icy feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so
We're going to queue up a song. I'm just going to give out the email address. It's tweettime@cjlo.com. And here we have music playing. Is that, did that work? Technical difficulties here on CJLO. It is college radio, folks. Okay, we're ready. Did we just hear
That was 1901 by Phoenix off their incredible album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. So good.
Yeah, it's good good friends in Paris. No, I don't know them.
You don't know them?
No. Surprisingly, he doesn't know everyone in France. Yeah. Disappointing for me when I found that out.
How many millions of people are in France? I don't even know the population.
Me neither. Jesse might know better than
there's many a million. Yeah. Many more than our millions.
Montreal and surrounding areas have what, 3 million people
roughly? Yeah. Wow. And that's pretty surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have many people that live here.
No. And they're all on the Orange Line metro.
Yeah. It's good metro. I'm a fan of that line.
Woo. Okay, well, we have about 3 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you back anytime you want. And certainly people can go to the CJLO website because we have a nice article up about the foreign trade CJLO and Radio K from Minneapolis. We have a music exchange. And citizenship is one of CJLO's picks for that compilation.
Thank you again.
So if anyone from Radio K is listening in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Minneapolis. What time is it? 7?
I don't know.
You have no idea where Minneapolis is, do you?
It's in Minnesota, and I think it's east. I don't know. Anyway.
It's 2 hours ahead, I think.
I think, no.
No, behind. No. Behind. Behind, obviously.
So, yeah, 7.
I'm dyslexic.
7. It's 7.
I'm sorry. You were right, Flora.
It's okay.
We're going to play one more song of Citizenships to end off the show and lead us into Beyond Their Graveyard Part 3. Tell us about this one last song.
The song's called Summer Spaceships, and it almost didn't make it on the record, but we did some last minute tweaking, and it's always been song-wise, purely song-wise, my favorite, and now sonically, I really like it as well. And it's if there's a personal one, this one, I guess, is of the more personal nature. I didn't need to say that.
He really forced us to keep working on
it. I really did.
And we're all glad that he did, because we all like it now.
I run a tight ship.
Awesome. Well, thanks again.
And this one's for Scott.
Yeah, we'll send this out to Scott, who couldn't be with us tonight because he's busy traveling the world.
Yep, absolutely.
Learning French.
The World Wide Web, that is. I'm sorry.
Stay tuned for Beyond the Graveyard Part 3.
Crash like sunsets into the hills. said one night it was cold, I turned my computer on.
What'd you do then, brother?
I typed www.cjlo.com.
With the com there, brother.
And I tuned into some metal and some rock and some hip-hop.
What about the funk there, brother?
There was some funk and some blues and some noise that keep me company.
And some emo to keep you crying.
And so I listened well.
Listen well, brother.
And now I know I'm not gonna go to
hell. Testify, brother.
I said I listened to CJLO.com.
I want you to sing, brother. Testify, CJLO. We so bad, we biblical.